we've been working, as I mentioned earlier, with a team of engineers, and process began, of course, by, you know, identifying this problem and knowing that had we had this information back in 2015 when we all saw the No DAPL movement really at its peak in Standing Rock, had we had this information, debates or arguments against the company could have been that much more stronger, could have resulted in a win potentially.